For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue has left 11 people dead. Pittsburgh Emergency Management Chief Wendell Hisrich says six were injured, including four police officers who are expected to survive.
It's a very horrific crime scene. It's one of the worst that I've seen, and I've been on some plane crashes. It's very bad.
He says the suspect, identified as Robert Bowers, was injured before surrendering to police. He's being treated at a local hospital. President Trump spoke about the shooting at a rally in Indianapolis.
Our minds cannot comprehend the cruel hate and the twisted malice that could cause a person to unleash such terrible violence during a baby naming ceremony. This was a baby naming ceremony.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Pittsburgh Police Chief Scott Schubert praised law enforcement officers for the speed and bravery they displayed in answering the call at the Pittsburgh synagogue.
By the time I got there, they were already starting to extract people from in, and watching those officers run into the danger to remove people and get them to safety was unbelievable.
Four police officers were among those who were wounded. Two separate vigils are being held for the victims. A powerful storm is pounding the East Coast. The remnants of Hurricane Willa is dumping rain from the mid-Atlantic to New England. Meteorologist Eric Van Dam says residents are preparing.
There are a lot of hazards, including coastal flood threats, because the National Weather Service has issued flood warnings anywhere from Long Island into New Jersey, parts of Massachusetts.
Forecasters say some areas could get up to 3 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Hundreds of U.S. troops will be heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The president telling the Pentagon to send the troops to the border to guard against the entry of any of the members of a slow-moving migrant caravan currently traveling north through Mexico with the U.S. border on their mind. DHS Chief Kirsten Nielsen says,
we do not have any intention right now to shoot at people. They will be apprehended, however.
The president calling that caravan a national emergency. There are already about 2,000 National Guard troops at the border, offering support to the U.S. Border Patrol.
Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayak was captured from a careless fingerprint. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the print, which was found on a package sent to California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, was positively matched to Sayak. He says because of Sayak's criminal history in Florida,
there is also a possible DNA connection between samples collected from pieces of two different IEDs mailed in separate envelopes,
which look like a match for DNA collected during previous arrests. Sayak faces at least 5 charges. Wray says that could be more if he's convicted on those 5. He faces 48 years in prison and has a court appearance on Monday in federal court in Miami. President Trump doesn't acknowledge that his rhetoric may encourage violent behavior. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.